Welcome back, everybody. Barbara Lee, a Democrat from California, has an interesting proposal that she wants you to hear. Let's take a look at that message.
Both of our Democratic opponents are calling for a minimum wage between $20 and $25 an hour. You're calling for a $50 an hour federal minimum wage. That's seven times the current national minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. Can you explain how that would be economically sustainable for small businesses? You have 60 seconds.
First, let me say I owned and ran a small business for 11 years. I created hundreds of jobs. Benefits, retirement benefits, also health care benefits. I know what worker productivity means, and that means that you have to make sure that your employees are taken care of and have a living wage. In the Bay Area, I believe it was the United Way, came out with a report that very recently, $127,000 for a family of four is just barely enough to get by. Another survey very recently, $104,000 for a family of one, barely enough to get by, low income because of the affordability crisis. And so just do the math. Just do the math. Of course, we have national minimum wages that we need to raise to a living wage. You're talking about $20, $25, fine. But I have got to be focused on what California needs and what the affordability factor is when we calculate this wage.
Now, to be honest, guys, after listening to this, I'm really surprised by how heartless Barbara Lee could be. I mean, $50 is just not enough to live off of. I don't know why she would stop there. We could go to 100, maybe even 200. So honestly, to hear that she would limit a fast food worker's, you know, worth to $50 an hour is really disgusting. I think she should just keep going to $200 as other people have suggested. But really, if we're being serious about this, you know that these numbers are ludicrous. And this is something that not just myself, but other people have talked about. It's crazy to me that Barbara Lee has forgotten what she learned in Econ 101. Everybody watching this video today knows these simple facts. If you raise the minimum wage, unemployment raises with it, and so does cost of goods. That is an economic fact. It is not an opinion. It is not me being this right-wing conspiracy theorist. It is a fact of economics that at the end of the day, a business's purpose is to find a profit. And if you have somebody who is working $15 an hour, which I'm from Utah, I would say $15 an hour is the average fast food worker. Our minimum wage here is only $7.25, but the market demands that it be about $15 an hour. If you raise that to $50, that burger is going to be literally three times more, and they'll probably just find more robots to replace the humans, which, by the way, I'm not opposed to, you know, technology taking the place of skilled or unskilled workers, but at some point that innovation is going to increase itself if the minimum wage also goes up. And we've seen it in Walmart, we've seen it in Target with, you know, the self-serve checkout. This is something that we've seen all over. I mean, you're already seeing, we've seen in McDonald's for the last few years. You don't even go to a cashier anymore to order your food. So it's not like this is some novel concept. Barbara Lee knows exactly what this is. This is a classic example of Democrats taking some sort of issue, and because their ideas suck, and because economics and social policy is not on their side, they essentially, the only way for them to get elected is they've got a competition with each other on how much free stuff can they give out. Because at the end of the day, there are a huge amount of people who are working at quote unquote minimum wage jobs. Now, again, they're not actually being paid minimum wage hardly ever. I'm not really sure about California. I know that their minimum wage is $16 an hour. I would say there are probably people making $16 an hour at fast food. But like I said, here in Utah, the market is keeping up with what is appropriate for a worker. So even though the minimum wage is at $7.25, you scarcely ever hear someone making $7.25, maybe people making $8 or $9 if they're like 16 and they're doing some sort of like construction or manual labor job, you'll hear of that. But again, that's what the market demands. If someone is turning an actual profit for the company that is greater than that, there's a really large chance that the market will demand that they get paid higher because competition will increase. Other people around them are going to be wanting to get their labor so that they're going to raise their pay. That's how, you know, economics works. But Barbara Lee knows this. I mean, I don't think she doesn't know this. I just don't see how you could look at history and know basic supply and demand curves and not know that unemployment rates and cost of food and all the other things go up when minimum wage increases. So at the end of the day, it's just a competition. Who can give out the most free stuff? Who can, you know, make it seem like they're the most empathetic when in reality they have no empathy? They don't actually care at all, because if they cared, they wouldn't want the average person who's struggling to buy food to have to pay three times as much for groceries because of the fact that the people supplying, like putting, you know, replacing the supply in the stores and the cashiers and the person cleaning the store is now going to have to get paid $50 instead of $16 in California or potentially $7.25 in my home state of Utah. One of the craziest things too, get this, the minimum wage for waiters in California is $16 as well. Now in Utah, where I live, it's only $2.13. And the reason why that is because it keeps food prices lower and it allows you as the customer to kind of decide how great your waiter was, give them a sizable tip if you want, or if they did a crappy job, you give them a small tip. But hopefully at least your tip, you know, is gonna get them to an appropriate hour, you know, hourly wage. What's crazy about California is they already hit that wage. And so what's happening is, and I haven't eaten out in California in a long time because I avoid it like the plague it is. But maybe if you've been to California recently, you've probably noticed that it's a lot more expensive to go to sit down dinners because, and this is just one example, because of the fact that the minimum wage for waiters is at $16 an hour. They've calculated that into your food prices, and so essentially you're paying a tip already on your food, and they're still expecting 20% afterwards, so that this person's not getting paid $16 an hour, they're getting paid, you know, $25, $30, which is fine, by the way, but the market should dictate it. You, as the customer, should be able to choose how much your waiter gets rather than being forced by the government to do that and paying way more as a result. One thing that liberals have a very hard time understanding is the principle of risk in business. I think this is something that Barbara doesn't understand. I think she does understand that minimum wage hurts families. I think it's just a ploy for her to get elected. And I think that's true for the other Democrats as well who support it, and Republicans as well. If they support a minimum wage, I think they're crazy. But the principle that they do not understand is risk in business. You've heard it over and over and over again on Twitter or other social media sites, or maybe your friends and family, unfortunately, where they talk about how the corporations are just price gouging and how all they want to do is just take from the little guy. But what people don't realize is that in order for the employee to exist, we'll just take a fast food worker, for example. In order for a fast food worker to exist, their job, they have to have someone who is paying to rent the space for them, to rent all the equipment or buy the equipment, pay for the training of that person, the recruiting costs, the marketing costs to get the customer in, their uniform, the food that they're making. So the employee didn't have to do any of that. And so you might be saying, oh, but that employee is making the food, and even though they're only being paid $10 an hour, they're bringing $50 an hour into the company. But it's like, hold up. It might have cost the company $35 to even make their job a possibility, and that employee took on 0% of the risk. And I think that's what liberals just really have a hard time understanding. And believe me, I don't want companies to price gouge, and I don't want them to take away, you know, what's a fair wage. But I think there is a huge discrepancy in this country right now of what we think people ought to be paid. And I think if we broke down all of those factors that I just brought up, marketing, training, you know, the cost of the actual good that they're being, that they're preparing, in the example of fast food, people would find that their wage is actually either overpaid or just about right. I really don't think there's that many people who are being underpaid at this point, because of course the business has to turn some sort of profit, but I really don't think that profit is as large as people think when you're taking into account all the things that go into making a business a business. At the end of the day though, the economics are clear. I think the Democrats do understand those economics. They're just undeniable, the history is there. But they don't want to admit it because they have to give out free stuff to get elected. They must give student loan forgiveness. They must give out, you know, higher welfare. They must increase the minimum wage. And all the while, they don't realize, the American people don't realize that there is inflation going on because the government is literally stealing money through printing money, which is essentially just taxation without actual laws being passed, as well as inflation that is not through necessarily, you know, the economy in that way, but because literally people, in order to keep up with the demand of labor costs, are having to increase the price of their food, of their service, which is what we're going to see in California if they try to do something crazy like this. No worries, though. There is zero chance that this will ever happen. I think most Americans are they're not stupid. Americans do not understand economics. It's true. But on this one, it is very simple. It's very easy to understand this. So good news for us. Not going to be a problem. As always, guys, thank you so much for watching this video. If you haven't checked it out already, go check out my new book, A New Cult, The Progressive Takeover of the West. It's on Amazon.com. I really enjoyed writing it, so please go check it out. Again, it's at Amazon.com, and we'll see you next time.